A dear old capital, Nara. Nowadays, Nara is a sleepy little UNESCO World Heritage Site. But 1300 years ago, in 710 CE, it was Japan's first capital city and a global cultural centre. Modelled on the Chinese capital Chang'an, people from as far away as Persia, Iran, visited and lived there. Nara is literally full of temples. In the old days, these were not just religious buildings, they were centres of government and education. Their size was meant to astonish visitors. They still do today, so just imagine the sense of wonder 1300 years ago. The most impressive is Todaiji, which contains a gargantuan 15 metre high, 500 ton bronze statue of the Buddha, which has astonished visitors throughout history. It was made with more than 2.6 million donations, half the Japanese population of the time. 350,000 people, including specialists from abroad, worked on it, and in 752 CE, it was unveiled. 10,000 monks and 4,000 dancers celebrated with the emperor and his court. The famous Indian priest Bodhisena led the ceremonies. In the same temple is another astonishing building, the Shosoin treasure house, which holds 9,000 items, many from China, India, Iran, Greece, Rome, and Egypt, giving us a glimpse of an ancient globalized world. Sadly, however, the Shosoin is not open to the public, but selected items are shown once a year in special exhibitions. 1,200 extremely cute wild deer also roam free in Nara. Deer have a special place in ancient Japanese culture as messengers of the gods, and according to legend, Nara is protected by these deer. Divine or not, the deer are always hungry. They even bow to beg snacks from visitors. Luckily, you can buy special shikasenbe, deer biscuits, to feed them with. Be careful not to eat the biscuits yourself as you gaze in awe at these ancient wonders.